What are the stigma and discrimination that the LGBTQIA+ community face when it comes to sexual violence? What does it really mean to become and act as an ally to the LGBTQIA+ community? Hi, I'm Luna, and you're listening to another episode of Late Nights by Luna Manila. If you are new to this podcast, one of our goals is to serve to be a safe space for everyone to share their inspiring stories and unpleasant experiences with a goal to spread awareness and information that will surely help our society and people. Today, we are going to talk about sexual violence in the LGBTQIA+ community. And this is something that we must all work together to address. What are you going to do if someone from the community discloses their story to you? How are you going to support them? Being an ally is more than being sympathetic towards those who experience discrimination or sexual assault. It is more than simply believing in equality. Being an ally means being willing to act. If you want to know how you can support and become a true ally, our special guest today is not only an active advocate in the community, but Kim is here to bravely share a sexual assault experience. Kim Galanza, aka Kim FG, is a freelance producer and creative director and a DJ from Manila and is now based in Iloilo City. A strong advocate of house and disco for the queer spaces, Kim FG currently has been strongly advocating for queer mental health and fitness as part of his mission to inspire LGBTQIA+ family to reach their full potential mentally and physically. Please listen to this episode.
Hi.
Hi, Kim.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Hello, it's lovely. I'm good. I hope you're doing fine. How are you?
I am doing good. Really, really good. It's fun times, you know, fun times.
Yes, it's been a long time since we saw each other.
That's true. Hey, Kim. So thank you again for saying yes to this interview. We often hear sexual violence and domestic abuse against women, but we seldom hear about these kinds of stories in the LGBTQIA community. I remember one time when you posted one of your stories sa IG, and I know that you're an active Instagram user and you will share stories every day of whatever, whether it's music or food or your hangouts or, you know, just basically everything. And then one time I saw your story about a very personal experience. And I was surprised talaga. Not really surprised lang. I was parang lost for words. Oo. Ganon. Na talaga na, okay, parang shocks. Alam mo yun, yung hindi, parang bigla kong nakalimutan na nangyayari to. Hindi lang sa women. Yeah. Will you be comfortable and share with us what happened to you that night or that day?
Absolutely. Well, I think the story started out as a typical, you know, gay boy, young, fresh off the boat, probinsyano from Iloilo, moving to Manila, wanting a better life, wanted to fall in love. So at the time, it was 2010, my first year in Manila, and a few months from when I moved, I really wanted to like explore the city. There was an incident where I went clubbing. And then I was by myself because at that time I was working for a BPO company and my roommates would, ayaw na nilang lumabas kasi Sunday and that was my day off. And then I was the only one. So like, fine, I'm going to go out by myself because it's a Sunday and it was my day off. So I went to the club all by myself and I was having fun. I was having drinks, even by myself, dancing on my own. And then I met a guy and then he offered me a drink.
Okay.
And obviously being naive and new to the city, I took the drink and we had like what, a few shared two drinks. And then I kind of realized, and this is based on like memory, because I think a lot of what happened is like still in the back burner, but like, you know, there's a, anyway, so I felt really weird after. I couldn't even remember, like, snippets of what I remember was that I was being dragged in a car. And the only vivid thing that I could really, really remember is I woke up with a naked guy beside me. And I didn't know where I was. I was in a house. Obviously, I didn't know. I was new to the city. I was new to Manila. And then this guy was like butt naked beside me. And tinanong niya pa ako, nag-enjoy ka ba? It was a different guy from the one who offered me the drink. But later on, when I was awake and gathering my senses as to what happened, I kind of saw the other guy in a different bed. He was also there. He was naked. And there were about five of them. So nagulat ako when that guy who was beside me, who was also awake, he was like, nag-enjoy ka ba? And I really didn't know what to say. I didn't know what happened. My mind was spinning. And I just looked at him because I think there was still some effects of whatever it is that they gave me. Plus the fact that I was also kind of drunk that night. I didn't understand what was happening. My whole body was aching. Also, I think I remember I had like bruises in my arms. And then I didn't answer because I was also scared from waking up, seeing naked guys beside me. So I looked for my clothes and the guy who was awake was like, did not even acknowledge, like, or whatever. All I knew from that incident was I had to get out of there. Okay. I got my clothes. Somehow I managed to, like, you know, find it on the floor. I ran out. And knowing that, obviously, bago pa lang ko sa Manila, I didn't know where I was, I had to ask people on the streets. Like, ate, kuya, nasaan po ako?
2010. So, okay. So, you were asking yung mga tao sa labas, anong street ito?
Yeah. Right. And then they were like, you were in Antipolo or something. So, okay. I was in Antipolo. That time, I was living with friends in Ortigas.
Mm-mm-mm.
Right? So, I asked someone, ate, nasaan ako? Sumagot siya, nasa Antipolo ka? All I remember from that incident was that I was asking her desperately, just tell me where can I ride a bus or anything going to Ortigas.
Yeah.
And she directed me to some street and then everything happened so fast. All I knew was I was in the bus. I didn't even know if I was crying in the bus. All I know was that instinct was like telling me, just go home, something bad happened to you. I really couldn't process everything. Even when I talk about this now, that entire scene comes in fractals. Yung maalala ko lang talaga yung, you know, those main points that I relayed to you.
Yeah.
So I got there, naalala ko, bumaba ako sa bus. Alam mo yung sa may Meralco na site, na park, because that time, I remember, I was living in Cityland, right across Galleria, so bumaba ako ng Meralco, and then naglakad ako, and I took a shower, and that's it. My body was in pain. I had bruises, and I slept.
So, after that incident, yung mga pasulpot-sulpot na ng mga naaalala mo, unti-unti mo bang nabuo, like, ano yung parang bigla mong naalala na parang, shit, that happened? Parang ganun. Meron ba?
Sometimes, randomly, memories would flood. Because I remember, like, one time, I also remember that the guy who gave me a drink was introducing me to a few of his friends. Parang kalat sila. Mm-hmm. Alam mo yun. And then, I remember talking to, what, the three of them. The rest, I couldn't. So I really didn't know if it was set up. I was targeted. Kasi when the guy gave me a drink, he led me to believe that he was also by himself. But he knows people there in the club.
Yeah. Right.
So, and then when I woke up, ayun, naalala ko yun yun. When I woke up, a butt-naked guy was beside me. And then I was also counting. It was in a room eh. Room siya. There's a couch.
Mm-mm.
Katabi ko yung lalaki na nagsabi na nag-enjoy ka ba? And then there was also a guy on the couch, on the floor. Naisip ko, parang lima sila. Ayun.
Yeah.
My clothes were there. Yeah.
So, gano'n ka tagal before you told someone about what happened to you? Meron bang like that same day nung naka-uwi ka, or did it take parang 24 hours before you had to tell someone?
Actually, it's a lot longer than that. It's a lot longer kasi, you know, in Manila, I went there by myself. These friends of mine,
mm-mm,
parang, you know, they're just casual friends, not really close friends. So, And at the time, I was really young. I didn't know how to process the thing. The only thing I could, in my mind, is like, why would you tell that to people? They'll just, you know, shame you. You know, you're a guy.
Ayun yung mga una mong naisip.
Those were the first things that came into my mind. Like, they would tell me, you're gay. You should have enjoyed it. You went alone. You know, no one warned me of these things.
See, it's also similar to whenever women experience these kinds of assaults din eh. It's also similar to what you thought eh, na papaniwalaan ba nila ako I was drunk? Sinong makikinig sa akin pagka lumapit ako sa police or, you know, sa authority rather, i-victim shame ka pa. So, it's also the same mga thoughts na nag-run sa'yo, right? Yeah.
Super. And then also, there's this thought na, if I tell someone, then what? I couldn't even go to the police. I don't remember the guys.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
even think I remember their names. So what am I gonna tell?
Yeah.
What am I gonna report? Who am I gonna report?
So kailan yung time na parang naging komportable ka or nakuha mo yung strength to tell someone about your story? Did it take parang a month? Or more is
a girl
longer?
Actually years. Years
oh
talaga. I really kept it.
So tinago
I
mo
kept
talaga
it,
that experience.
Girl.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, Kim.
It's okay. I mean, looking back naman kasi when I was, I need to fast forward a little because
sure.
I kind of understood who I was and why I do these things. Because even as a kid, whenever something bad happens to me, I never had that close relationship with my parents that we tell each other, especially me being gay. So I think I kind of realized that all my life, I've been figuring things out, my problems by myself. Everything is edited when I have to tell, especially my parents.
Yeah.
Because a little backgrounder, it was always... the blame was always put on me.
Mm-hmm.
So there was always that backyard trauma.
The trauma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if you tell your story, who's going to believe you anyway? You're just going to get blamed. So that was the whole machination of what was going on in my head. Like, you figure this out. And there also the self-blame was also there. Like, no, you ginusto mo to. You went out by yourself. You were reckless. You were not thinking. Ayun.
Pero yung una mong pinagsabihan, is it a friend or a relative, family, nung parang feeling mo ready ka na? And do you still remember that time, that moment when you had the strength nga to tell this story?
It was my boyfriend, actually, my first boyfriend in Manila.
Mm. So you told him?
I told him. Okay. I did.
And how did he take it?
It was weird. Oh my God.
Kind of weird.
He just looked at me. And then tinanong niya ako, ba't kasi lumabas ka, ikaw lang mag-isa?
Damn.
Yes. So, I never... expected it from him, but
yeah.
I also was not expecting anything grand or dramatic na mag-iiyakan kami. For me, telling my story was my first step into the process of living authentically and owning to my past.
Mm-hmm.
But I was met with that. So... sabi ko, okay. At that time, siguro masyadong naging jaded na ako or whatever. So like, okay, I'm gonna tell you my story. Judge or whatever, but I'm like, I'm just here telling my story, whatever. I'm not asking for sympathy, empathy,
oops,
or
sorry.
Anything from you, you know?
Yeah.
So yun, that's basically what happened when I told my ex, my then boyfriend about it.
Can you tell us about, oh, sorry, go.
Go ahead.
No, gusto ko lang malaman, like, about the impact of this experience to you mentally, emotionally, and, you know, spiritually.
Okay, that's a good question. Oh my God, there's so much to unpack here. I have to admit that after this experience, because I kept it to myself so
yeah.
much, I was filled with rage, like inner rage. Yung alam mo na, I carry it so well, people think I'm still like, oh no, or like, okay, he's still the Kim that we know, flamboyant, loud, but inside I was raging. Mentally, I was just angry.
Yeah.
And I would show it in different strange ways. Like people would like, why did you suddenly snap? What is wrong with you? However, other than the anger that kind of built up inside me, I think the most, I wouldn't say terrible, but I think the most toll that it took to my body was physically, because I got diagnosed with HIV. Yes, I remember being sick a lot in Manila, and I was constantly having trips to the hospital, and then I got admitted by myself. And then the doctor was like, something's wrong. And he was like, the moment I discharge you, promise me to get tested. I got tested. And it turns out I was HIV positive. So that contributed to, you know, not even more anger, but this time like sadness.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I constantly ask myself, like, how many more bad things can happen to you? What are you not doing right? There's that whole, I don't know, self-deprecating, this whole, that self-blaming thing that I just unhealthily imposed within myself. Because, again, living in Manila, yes, you have friends. You're away from your family. Despite having friends, you're still alone, you know?
Yeah.
So
can we go back a little from that time when you got the result na you were, you know, you are HIV positive. So yun yung una mong naisip agad na parang ano pa ba yung ibang pwedeng mangyari? Ganon? Or
yes.
Like, yun talaga agad na parang, did you tell someone right away?
I did. I was lucky enough na at that time of my diagnosis, I have friends who I considered family already. And you would know these people because we were today ex-future
yes,
kids. And
sure,
I
yeah.
and I have my little circle there. So I have
yeah.
to tell them. Because I obviously, Zaya, I couldn't tell my family. That's a whole different story.
Of course. Iba, totoo. I agree with you.
And
so,
if you factor in, if you ask me if I ever did tell my family about it, the
yes.
assault,
yeah,
the diagnosis,
yeah,
up till now I still have not, because I don't think they would understand at their age, huh? My parents are,
yeah,
you know, in their 80s
na,
already.
Yeah.
I had to put a stoppage na parang hindi na nila maintindihan to, and I don't think I wouldn't know how they would handle it. So parang, okay, let's just leave the parents out of this.
So meron ka bang parang, so okay, nagpapacheck up ka,
yeah.
and you're taking meds until now?
Yes.
Right, constant.
Continuously.
Naman check up. Yeah. So this is the reason why you're physically active. Ito yung
yes.
bawi mo sa katawan mo.
Totoo. But, okay, so other than the whole HIV diagnosis thing, I think one of the bad things pa was also I struggled with addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know...
Wait, so after this diagnosis, you also parang nag-resort ka din?
I was already there. I was
Oh,
already there prior to
okay.
the diagnosis. So I
Right,
think it
okay.
was the assault, and then, there was the drug addiction that kind
Yeah.
of helped me escape. And then probably, in between that, I was also getting, frisky and unprotected. I guess the HIV happened. And then even after, okay, here's a good story. When I learned I was HIV positive, I told myself this was my chance to escape. I had that
Escape.
decision. Escape, as in,
You're gonna end your life,
I
escape?
will, yes, not even like that. I was like, I told myself, I'm not gonna get treated. I'm just gonna let myself waste away until I die.
What, Kim?
I know it was so bad like that. And that is why you would see me earlier in Manila. I was still being reckless. I was still partying a lot. I was still doing a lot of these substances because at the time it was just escape for me. I was being reckless because there was this internal, parang internal punishment na parang, you know what, girl, you're hopeless. You're useless. You might as well like just waste away and die because you deserve this. Internally, that was my dialogue over and over and over again.
Oh, wow. Kim, sorry, I just have to ask. I'm curious. Was it hard to tell your, like, whoever your sexual partner was at that time? Was it hard or not to tell them about your diagnosis?
It was hard all the
But did you,
time. I think I do. I feel like it's also like a humane responsibility to tell your partners that I'm
Yeah.
this and
It's
just
a bit
have to live through
scary.
the rejection. It
No, not really. A
is.
bit. Sorry. Mali yung term ko na a bit. It's actually
It,
scary.
it's actually scary because, you never know people's perspective on that kind of thing, on being HIV positive.
Totoo.
You will never really gauge the person's understanding of it. Some people will
Exactly.
react, chill about it. Some would be, be harsh about it. But I still felt like you also have, in me, I have that responsibility to tell people, not because of hate or rage, but, I wanted to also be a good person.
Yeah.
That
And
I don't
tap
wanna
like after this
go ahead.
your revelation, your this confession, natatakot ka pa bang ma-judge?
Actually, no.
Not anymore, no?
It's
Kasi
not anymore because I think in the process of going through all these things and realizing what happened and how it has affected me and how I brought myself up in the process, just with what I went through and also my friends who were there in the process. I think that gave me a new light and a new perspective. And I think there was this one incident na gumising talaga ako in my room and I was like, I want to live.
So yun na yun, yun yung parang I wanna let go of this rage, this yung anger, ganon.
Zai, I think it was really the anger that weighted me down.
Oh.
And I remember waking up that night, and then I called that I think that evening I had a call from my mom. And then she was like, "We miss you, and like I can't do this alone na. But we want you home." And I think that was sorry.
No, don't be.
Sorry.
No, it's
I
okay.
think that was a very defining moment for me. Na parang, oh my God, you love me, even if you don't know all the shit that I've been through. And I was looking back at also my friends there in Manila, and they've been so supportive. And parang sabi ko, ayoko na. It's hard being weighed down with all this anger, all this rage, all this
Yeah.
sadness, all this self-destructive behavior. I couldn't anymore. I think that was a very defining moment for me wherein I decided I'm just gonna drop my life here and I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna have to start things over.
Yeah, so yun na yun.
Yeah.
From Manila,
yun na
balik
siya.
Na ako ng Iloilo. Bahala na kayo dyan.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, Kim.
Hey, you're still listening to this episode. I just want to thank Taqueria de Salsaleros for sponsoring today's episode. They are located at Camp Dred in Nasugbu, Batangas. Thank you for sending over the best carnitas in town. Also, the fritas cargadas, which is potatoes loaded with pulled pork crisp with their homemade salsa. And lastly, their nacho especial.
So, I just want to ask, did you expect something, or what were your expectations from your friends nung unti-unti mo na meron ba? Nung unti-unti mo na to na kinukwento to some of them?
Expectations. Actually, I was surprised. I like I said, when I tell the story, ako na yung parang wala na akong expectations. I'm just gonna tell the story. However, telling the story, finally, in all honesty, to my friends there was a big revelation, a big surprise. Because I wasn't judged. Ako lang pala. I was the one who was putting
all these
thought bubbles in my
exactly.
head.
Yeah, you're
right. Ayun. Because I think if there was one expectation that I wanted to hear was that I wanted to hear from someone that it was not my fault.
Kim.
Because, I mean, years of carrying it. I mean, what did I do wrong exactly? Why was I targeted? Bakit ako?
But you do understand now that it wasn't your fault.
Yes. It took me years to realize it.
See, words are important din talaga, eh, no?
Yeah.
So, if someone tells you parang these kinds of stories talaga, yung simpleng phrase na yun na this is not your fault or I'm here for you, is there something na parang I can help you with or, di ba?
Yeah.
Just be there yung support talaga. That's very important, eh.
And also, one thing I remember about having a conversation with my then boyfriend, my ex. Sinabihan niya pa ako na parang, kasi ang landi mo. Alam mo yon. And I kind of realized na this kind of phrase, this kind of stigma has always been like a huge stigma for the gay community. Just because you're gay, it's always, ang landi mo, you're gay, you're sexually promiscuous. No, stop generalizing that because some, you know, I respect other gay men's sex lives and how they go about it, but there are some gay men who are actually still reserved about these kinds of things. And saying to a gay man without actually knowing him, na parang bakla ka, malandi ka, gusto mo to, you know, it's wrong. So yes, I mean, even if I kind of present myself as a flirt, and people know that because I flirt a lot then, you know, but it's not the thing.
It's nice to see yung ating mga listeners. I mean, I think these are your friends. They're telling you how much
oh
they
God.
Love you. Baka mabanggit ko ng hindi tama. Oh, sending you
it's Andrew.
Sending you hugs. It's for my sister. It's
Oh my God. Thank you.
It's Iggy. Oh,
it's IJGY. Yeah.
Actually, marami pa. Meron pa yung tinawag ka.
Hi.
Hi,
guys.
Nakakatawa naman. Kim, I just want to address one of the questions sa audience.
Go ahead.
What's the most difficult part of sharing your story?
The thought of reliving a night where, you know, anything could have happened. I could have died from an overdose with whatever they put. So I think whenever I relive the story or retell the story, it takes you back to that dark place. Not even with just what happened, but the series of events that happened after that, who I've become. You know, the how I succumbed into drug addiction, dealing with, you know, the HIV diagnosis by myself. It takes all the time. It takes me back to what I can say was the darkest place in my life.
Sabi mo nga, it took you 2 days eh.
Yes. It took me 2 days to actually mull over, you know, if I'm ready to say all these things. And like, I told myself, hell yes. I mean, I think all my life I've been preparing myself to tell my story. And I think this is a good platform to start.
I want to ask, you know, this is a wrap-up question. Ayoko pa sanang tapusin because okay. This is a really good, I think, a very inspiring story. And I'm sure there's a life or two out there na, you know, matatouch. And we are spreading awareness about it na hindi lang siya sa babae, yes. Nangyayari talaga. It happens to men. And I'm sure a lot of men are experience sexual violence or harassment.
Yes.
Pero wala lang talagang nagsasalita because men are taught to be, as we all know, maging macho and kaya wala rin nagsasalita.
Strong.
But we need to really address this. And I just want to ask you, you know, as a wrap-up question, Kim,
sure.
How did this experience change you as a person?
360, girl. 360 because it changed me a lot. Like, I mean, even the mere act of dropping everything that I wanted and I've always wanted to do, the life that I had in Manila, I had to drop it all. I had to leave all that because of the realization that I love myself. It took me years to realize that it really wasn't me who is to blame, you know? But I love myself. And I think all of that is because you care so much for yourself and you love yourself and the people around you who also love you.
Yes.
I want people to realize, especially our, you know, other people who has been in this kind of situation, that it's really not you. So stop putting the blame on yourself. But grow from it and love yourself more. Protect yourself more. I realized that I have so much strength within me, physical strength in terms of when I started hitting the gym. At first it was a mode of like, I am gonna go to the gym, I am gonna box, I'm gonna lift things because I don't wanna be a victim anymore. You also have to place that kind of mindset in yourself wherein if this happened to you, do not accept to be the victim. So do all you can. Muster your strength mentally.
Grabe,
and that's what I did, Zai.
Sinabi, ang galing. And it really takes a lot of realization and courage and a lot of self-love. So, and I'm sure that you're still on your journey. Diba? Na
I still
sa
am.
Healing, you know, with your traumas and pero ang ganda na again, lagi kong sinasabi sa iyo na I admire you na every day you go to the gym and this is not only para maging macho eh and you know, physically attractive eh. I mean, sure, it can be, I mean, it's part of that, but mostly mas marami siyang nagagawa mentally. Diba?
Mentally
and,
talaga.
Diba 'yun, yung motivation mo to go to the gym every day. Diba?
Girl, I used to do it twice a day pa ha.
Oh,
except now in Iloilo, it's MECQ. Oh. So you could only go once. Pero dati,
ew.
For 3 full months, I would go morning and afternoon.
Grabe. Thank you, Kim.
And thank
you. You did it!
Wow.
Grabe. Maraming salamat, Kim.
No, thank you so much, Zai.
For sharing this very personal experience to us. Sabi nga namin, when you agreed to share this story, sabi namin ng partner ko, see, we're serving our purpose, diba? Na at least one life or two na we touch every episode that we create it feels good, and I hope you feel the same by doing this.
I do, and I also want to thank you and your platform, Luna Manila, for what you have been doing. You know, not just for the women, but everyone,
yes,
from for even the LGBTQIA community. You guys have been doing a lot.
Thank you a lot
to empower women, especially.
Yeah, and please, to our some of our listeners tonight, if you have the chance to look for Luna Manila, we are available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. We have episodes about sexual abuse and violence in women. We also have sexual abuse in childhood. I forgot the exact titles, but you can browse all the episodes. But yeah, we have those kinds of episodes. Thank you everyone for listening. Kim, thank you again.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you for sharing your story with us.
Let's talk soon, okay?
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Hi, let me know what you think about this episode. Follow us on Instagram at @luna_manila. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Hi, I'm Luna, and you're listening to Late Nights by Luna Manila. I hope everybody is safe wherever you are, following safety protocols, and please cooperate with your local government to get vaccinated. Remember that this pandemic is about protecting everyone, including our children. I know that the cycle of lockdown is still causing some of us anxieties, panic attacks, and even depression. My way of helping myself to not dwell on these emotions for too long is by shifting my focus to ask myself, how can I be of service to others? How can I use my strengths or my skills and serve others? Whenever I do this, it replaces the negative emotion with a brighter one. For me, you become what you focus on. The team of Late Nights by Luna Manila found podcasting as a platform to become of service to other people. We help educate and spread awareness by interviewing experts in their field, people who are passionate about their advocacies, or people who can bring inspiration by simply sharing their stories. And it feels good whenever we receive wonderful words and feedback from our listeners. It only goes to show that we are serving our purpose. Being in service to other people doesn't always have to be huge. It can be as simple as texting a friend, asking how they are, because who knows, someone might need you to just be there and listen. It can also be getting out of the couch and cooking for your family. Or, if you're privileged enough, you can support local businesses. Now, having said all that, if you are looking for ways on how to help those who are in need, today we are going to talk about the importance of donating blood. What can it do to your body? Is it true that it can get rid of excess amounts of fatty substances in your blood? How often can you donate blood? Learn the how, when, who, and what of blood donation. Join us in this episode and feel free to ask questions and share your knowledge about this topic. To help us learn about this topic, our guest today is a 22-year U.S. Navy veteran, laboratory technician by trade with 18 years diverse experience in clinical diagnostic lab, forensics, transfusion medicine, and research laboratory. Please listen to this episode with Iyai Umali. What have you learned about this episode? Was it helpful? Let me know what you think and follow me on Instagram @luna_manila. Thank you all for listening.